Hello, audio boomers. I'm on the way to the tube. If you're thinking, what's all this racket in the background? I'm just putting the phone back in my bag and then I will walk along using my headset as I go to the tube. So I'm on here because there's been a bit of a ruckus. What a brilliant word that is. Anyway, there's been a bit of a thing about Audiomo. And SM2N has been using the Audiomo hashtag. And I did kind of, you know, wonder why and think it was, you know, different to what everyone else was doing. But it didn't offend me. I just thought, that's Simon, you know, fair enough. If that's what he wants to do, why not, kind of thing. But I heard his boo last night, or his boom, as we should say now. Called Apparently It's Not Okay, I think. And he sounded genuinely upset by the fact that somebody had objected to him using that hashtag. And I wondered why he was so upset by this. And so I had a look on Twitter. And Mr. Audiomo himself, I think, has was being really quite unnecessarily unkind about it, I felt. And I think, you know, if it was something, I mean, it was obviously, Audiomo was his idea, fair enough, but I think if he'd just said to Simon, maybe just in a private message as well, you know, not in public. Do you think you could stop using the Audiomo hashtag now, please? Because I'd really like it if it was only a month long, and I just wondered if you could do that. You know, I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure that he would have. I mean, I don't know for definite that didn't happen or not, whether that did happen or not, but to attack somebody in public as if that person, i.e. Simon, SM2N, didn't have feelings, I won't go into the tweets, I don't want to do that, but if someone wants to go and see what people said, then they can do that, but I found them unnecessarily mean, and I just thought, you know, Simon's a nice guy. If someone had asked him nicely, he probably would have just said, oh, okay. If you're that worried about it, then of course, you know, that's fine. But he was made to feel like rubbish. And I just think a lot of things in life, you know, if you ask people something nicely, they're far more likely to do it or to help you or whatever it is than if you attack them. And, I don't know. I was pretty shocked, actually. But like I say, it's a broader point, which is that you can get far better results from people if you just ask them, you know, nicely to change what they're doing. If it worries you that much, I have to say, if I was the person who'd thought of Audiomo, I guess in a way maybe it's a bit untidy if it's more than a month and everyone else hasn't done anymore, but just this one person has. But in another way, what a compliment. Someone loves your idea so much that they keep the hashtag. What a compliment is that, you know? And one of the tweets did ask, what is your diagnosed condition? As if Simon was obviously, I don't know, stupid or something, or had some kind of mental what's the word? I don't know. Learning disability or something like that. Which, apart from anything else, is kind of quite disrespectful to those who do. But also, even if that were the, case, there's just no need for that. But I wonder, you know, someone asking that, someone who's that irritated by something so small, maybe they should look in the mirror and see whether they're the one with the problem, you know? And this isn't the sort of thing I would boo and stuff in public normally, but I don't like it when somebody gets bullied, particularly somebody who is my friend. And Simon is my friend, so, you know, as well as speaking on Audioboo, we've met each other a few times, and I've met his wife and children, and, you know, I know the family, so, and you see, Simon, or anyone you attack online from behind an anonymous looking keyboard, the person at the other end is real, okay? They have feelings. Just think how you would feel before you send nasty messages to somebody, and particularly in public. Oh, I'm pretty disgusted, actually, by that kind of behaviour. And particularly by someone who I believe is an adult, you know? Just unnecessary. Anyway, take care all. Have a lovely day. Enjoy the sunshine if you've got it. Bye for now.